what we do is, since this work as a marker, we usually infuse those markers or amino acids with a label or with a tag in the blood of the animal. So if you fed a rumen-protected amino acid for the cow, it will be released in the intestine. And then when the cow absorbs this, it will also go to the blood. So based on the how much or how is the proportion between the how much we add in the blood of the cow and how much the cow is absorbing, we can get to the number how much actually the cow is able to absorb from that product. So we know how much we are feeding the cow, and we also know how much the cow is absorbing related to that.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Adasail, provider of SmartAmine M, the best-in-class rumen-protected methionine product for dairy producers who want to optimize milk production. Kemin invites you to optimize your herd's performance. Dive in at kemin.com/dairy. Birdus Nutrition, the fatty acid people. Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at fortivaimpact.com. Barnes is your trusted partner for Colon Plus FC, enzymes, yeast products, and macro minerals. To learn more, visit barnes-na.com/animal nutrition. Vitagro, the gut health experts, rumen protected, right where it matters. Sponsored by S. Milko Inc., specialists in calf and baby farm animal nutrition, delivering precision formulated milk replacers.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast, brought to you by Wisenetics. I'm Todd Calloway, and we are dedicated to bringing you the latest insights and discussions in dairy nutrition. So get ready to expand your knowledge and stay ahead of the curve with today's episode. So today we are joined by Dr. Tatiana Fernandez, who is an assistant professor at Virginia Tech, or as they like to be known, Virginia Polytechnic and State University. So welcome, Dr. Fernandez, and we're really glad to have you. I know you're doing some really cool science that is involving stable isotopes and understanding how those isotopes can reveal the secrets from dairy cow metabolism. So, you know, the first thing is, you know, a person from a farm background, what are the stable isotopes and how do we get to use them in dairy cattle nutrition?
Hello, Todd. Thank you to have me here. Yes, stable isotopes is a weird name, maybe, but it's a simple thing. It's just if we go back for everything that we can touch is made from elements. So the isotope will be a smaller particle, let's say, that we can build up things. And the good thing is they have a little difference sometimes. Stable isotope will be a little bit heavier than the normal isotope. So if you think we have carbon as an example, it will usually have a weight of 12, and the stable isotope of the carbon will weigh 13. So it's a little bit heavier, but they will have exactly the same activity as the normal carbon. And if you think, trying to do an analogy here, if you think on kindergarten kids that will weigh like around 12 pounds and you place customers on them, and one of these kids for some reason weigh 13 pounds, if all of them were using customs, you won't see the difference who is a little bit heavier than the other ones. And if you think as the customs, what these compounds will do in the animal is a similar thing. Okay, the animal will not differentiate between the stable isotope or the normal isotope.
Okay, so it's like losing it in the crowd. Okay.
Yes.
Feed formulation software is stuck in the past. Most tools haven't evolved beyond basic least cost optimization. A Diet Forge changes that. It's an AI-powered platform with nonlinear ingredient modeling for enzymes and additives, cost per gain and maximum profit optimization, and real-time collaboration like Google Docs for nutrition. Every recommendation is grounded in world-class research, built for modern nutritionists who need more than legacy desktop software can deliver. Work seamlessly with your team and optimize the way modern operations demand. Try DietForge.ai free today. Feed formulation, finally modernized.
All right. So how can we use that in nutrition?
Well, if you think, for example, on amino acids, you can have amino acids that have stable isotopes, that is, or the normal carbon in their construction. And you will have, we can use stable isotopes that will be the same element, but a little bit heavier. And we can mix this together. So we can trace, we can back calculate, or we can determine in the laboratory the difference of those. So if I mix those in the diet, or if I add that, infuse the animal with that, I can use those as a marker to trace where the amino acid is going in the animal.
Okay, that makes sense. So how do you design and make one of these studies happen? That seems like that would be really complex.
Actually, it's not that complex, but of course, we need to be careful with this. The way that this works is because always we will work with dilution. So I know how much I am adding of these markers, and it will dilute that in the normal amino acids, for example, in the cow. If you imagine a cow, I will add a X amount, that a known amount of isotope, and this will be diluted in the cow system. Okay, what I need to pay attention is, usually we do not use many animals in these trials, so we need to use animals that are uniform, for we do not have more variation in these studies. We also need to use some designs that we can reuse the same animal, so we have also reduced the effect of the animal in the experiment. And we need to be aware for things, for example, like time of milking the cows, the time they are feeding, because if we are accounting for variation on their metabolism, since the timing can affect how the cow is responding to a amino acid intake or something like that, we need to account for that too. So, for example, usually we feed the cow more often for maintain a stable absorption of amino acids or any other nutrient.
That sounds good. So, you know, one of the things we've argued about for years is what really happens to these rumen-protected amino acids. And can you use isotopes to track that?
Yes. We have been working with that here. And what we do is, since this works as a marker, we usually infuse those markers or amino acids with a label or with a tag in the blood of the animal. So if you fed a rumen-protected amino acid for the cow, it will be released in the intestine. And then when the cow absorbs this, it will also go to the blood. So based on the how much or how is the proportion between the how much we add in the blood of the cow and how much the cow is absorbing, we can get to the number how much actually the cow is able to absorb from that product. So we know how much we are feeding the cow, and we also know how much the cow is absorbing related to that.
So could you actually use this then to track where, like, the protein is accreting in the animal? I mean, you'd have to kill them, clearly.
Yes, if you maintain an infusion for a long time, or if we are able to feed, we can track. Because we can collect, for example, milk samples, and evaluate how much of that amino acid actually end up in the protein from the milk. Or you can collect muscle samples and estimate how much end up in the muscle.
It doesn't have to be this hard to keep cows pregnant. At Verteus Nutrition, we understand the negative impact that lost pregnancies have on a dairy's economics. Every failed pregnancy means more money spent on expensive semen, additional replacements to raise, and fewer valuable beef calves to sell. Feed what embryos need. Strata with EPA DHA, the pregnancy nutrient.
Okay, that's really cool to be able to see that, you know, where it's making through the rumen or when it's being broken down. That's a really powerful tool. So beyond just looking at the amino acids, are there some other things? Like, you know, I come from a beef cattle perspective in some regards, looking at where that fat goes. Can you actually, you know, track the carbon from carbon source into fat and through VFAs?
If has a carbon source or a nitrogen, actually, most of the elements will have a stable isotope. If you have the tool to measure those, yes, we can track fat, also glucose, other important components of the nutrition.
Okay, that's really cool. So, you know, what are some other ways we could use these stable isotopes? Because, you know, my head's running through a lot of different things focused on the rumen, but there's got to be a lot more that I'm not even thinking of off the top of my head.
Yes, we can trace, for example, how much the udder is absorbing from the plasma and how efficient this cow is being on transfer that to the milk. We could trace, for example, the type of the diet that the cow is consuming. If you are talking about cows that are in the pasture, based on the different of isotopes, can be used for many different things. Anything that you want to trace something, or if you want to track where these elements is going in the system of the cow, we tend to be able to evaluate.
Okay, that's really cool. Well, one of the questions I ask a lot of people is, what's your favorite book or entertainment or something outside of agriculture? What are you watching or listening to now?
Yes, one thing that I do like to watch, not just now, I like to watch Mysterious series, okay, where you maybe need to figure out something. I do like that. Yes, and currently I start to teaching here, so I am learning I am reading some books or how our brain works when it's learning.
Yeah, and that's a very interesting topic. We can go through that at a future point because that affects all of us. Well, thank you very much, Tatiana. So that concludes another episode of the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast presented by Wisenetics. Thank you for joining us today. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast to stay updated on your future episodes. And if you enjoy today's episodes, please leave us a review. Your feedback really helps us. And if you have some suggestions for future episodes, please let us know. So until next time, this is Todd Calloway from the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast signing off.